You're nothing more than an addict desperately clawing for control. It's not going to happen.
That's William, played by Frank Koshkatas, having an argument with himself, or rather one of his imaginary board members who represents an aspect of his psyche.
When I was in grad school, I really enjoyed Jungian psychology, and that's kind of where I took these ideas of archetypes and the collective unconscious.
This is Inupiaq playwright Lucas Rowley.
Kuana, my Inupiaq name is Atoric, and another Inupiaq name I have is Ipilik, and I'm from Homer, Alaska.
Rowley now lives in Anchorage and works as a mental health therapist. He's also worked for Native corporations, where he says he's had negative and positive experiences.
It's kind of an alien structure when you compare it to kind of the traditional culture and values that Native peoples had, and then you kind of thrust them into this corporate suit and tie type of deal, and it's just kind of a funny transition that I had fun with.
And fun it is. Imagine a scene where William, who is arguing with his wife, gets a call from two of his troublemaking imaginary board members. Yelling over club music, they're trying to convince William to ditch the house and come party at the bar. The tension and absurdity of that scene alone made me belly laugh.
You know, it always helps to have humor, especially when you're dealing with really heavy topics like this.
Substance abuse, mental health, generational trauma, and recovery are among them. Rowley says the play is loosely based on his life.
I've been sober now for 13 years, and, you know, recovery is very important to me. You know, I like to help people out that way, and I've also been a substance abuse counselor several times before. So, you know, it's just such a big issue people struggle with that I wanted to make that a part of the play and kind of give a positive message about that as well.
You see, that's why we need a drink. Now give us a drink! It's medicine we need!
That's Shadow, played by actor James Sullivan.
That isn't medicine.
And that's Traditional Woman, played by Tlingit actor Aaron Tripp.
This is...
The cast and creative team includes several other indigenous people of Athabascan, Yupik, Iroquois, Choctaw, Sami, Abenaki, and Wampanoag heritage. As for the play's takeaway, Rowley says
that there's always hope and just the, you know, the power that traditional culture can have in our modern life and our world.
How tradition and modern life play together is a theme he plans to explore in his next play, too. Raven One is about an Alaska Native corporation that funds a trip into deep space. But for now, we don't even have to leave Douglas to feel the healing powers of humor and traditional Alaska Native ways. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.